Tēnā koutou anō e te whānau. Koutou e whakaroko mai ana, nai a te mihi manahau ki a koutou katoa. Kua hoki mai mātou o ngā rātunga Māori me ngā puaniani ki tēnei pito kōrero. Kia ora and thanks for joining us for the next instalment from Māori and Multicultural Library Services. I'm Marta Kiwi, and this month I'm joined by some of my colleagues from our team to talk about some of our programming on offer over the month. Then lastly, I'll be talking about a special kaupapa to Pūtaki o Te Riri, He Rā Maumahara, the Wars and Conflicts in New Zealand Commemoration Day. But first, to get things rolling, I'm joined by our Pacifica Community Liaison, Nora, to find out what Pacifica Library Services has planned for the coming month.
Kia ora, Nora. Nau mai hoki mai. So what have you got planned for this month?
Talofa Nesa Bulivanaka, whakalofa lahi atu, mālo ne mā, and everybody listening. This month, October, is our most packed month for Pacific Language Weeks. Every week is a time to celebrate one of our beautiful Pacific languages and culture. First up is Vaiaso o te Ngāna Tuvalu, Tuvalu Language Week, and that's on from the 1st to the 7th of October. A big manuia and whakawhitai to our family, tangata, Tuvalu o Tatahi, who celebrated out at Te Hapua Horswell Library this year. Next, Mathawa ni Vosavakaviti, Fiji Language Week, from the 8th to the 14th, and blessings to our Fijian Vuvale, Vakanui Nui Vinaka, for all your events and celebrations that week. I'm hoping that it coincides with the Rugby World Cup semi-final. Toso viti! Next is Fahitapu he Vangaho Nui from the 15th to the 21st. And if you're visiting Parkland's library, please say a big whakalofa lahi atu to Malo. Malo is one of our kaimahi and has been a Vangaho Nui champion in Ototahi for many, many years. So I just wanted to say thank you, Malo, for all that you share. We are honoured to have you as part of our Pacifica Manga Whoa, and we love learning all about Nui and the culture from you. Just quietly, if you visit the Nui section of the library website, you might find a video of Marlo sharing a story. Finally, finishing off the month of October strong is Vaiaho o Te Nganga Nā Tokelau, celebrating the beautiful culture from the islands of Tokelau. And speaking of language weeks, if you haven't heard, in the last couple of months, it has been announced that two new language weeks have been officially added for 2024. PNG Tokpisin and Solomon Islands Pidgin. And I'm from Papua New Guinea, so I'm very excited. Our pidgins are how we communicate with each other. Our islands, and this is a fact, are the most linguistically diverse places in the world. We're talking hundreds of languages within each country, not dialects, actual languages. You can imagine what communication would be like if we didn't have our pidgins. It's a first language for many, our news services are broadcast in it, and it's even used in parliamentary debates. So it's nice to be finally recognised and to have that agency, as too often we kind of feel overlooked in Pacifica spaces. So this really boosts our connection with each other. We are one solwara, one nation, one big ocean, one big community of islands. So me like tok tinki to mas, mi ama mas true long displa something. And by strong im tok tok, na strong im pasim blong mi pla olgeta, Papua New Guinea, na Solomon Island, na New Vanuatuan, na New Caledonia, na West Papuans. So watch this space in 2024. We will have lots of resources and events to support this kaupapa. So that's what's happening in the Pacifica space at Christchurch City Libraries. We encourage you to come in, check out our collections and our resources online. But most of all, we encourage you to support our communities. Attend a celebration. Learn a word. Learn something new. Thank you to mas. Lookim you at the library.
Kā rawe, Nora. That sounds awesome. There's certainly a lot going on in the Pacifica space in October. I'm now joined by Paukohikohinga Māori Librarian Specialist Julia to update us on some of the key programming available this month. Ngā mihi manahau ki a koe e te manukura. Welcome, Julia. So what can we look forward to this month?
Kia ora, Māta Kiwi. Thank you for that. This month, we start with our Māori Land Court drop-in clinic on Wednesday the 11th of October from 12 p.m. till 2 p.m. A representative from the Land Court will be at Tūranga in the Ngā Paunumi Māori Collection on Tuakiri Level 2 to answer any queries that people might have around Māori land or how to succeed Māori land or any other sort of questions around that. The next day, the 12th, from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m, we have Rangahau a Iwi, which is our iwi research session. For October, the spotlight is on Ngāti Maru, so we'll bring out our resources around that iwi and also share any other tips and tricks for how to get to know them better. And our last offering is Te Kawhi Ohua, which occurs on the last Friday of the month, October 27th, and it is our book club that celebrates the Ngā Pounamu Māori collection. It's nice and casual. Attendees can read any book they like from the collection and share back what they liked or didn't like, what they learned. There's no sign up, no cost, just some good book chat. And that's what we're offering for October, so look forward to seeing everybody there.
Ngā mihi, Julia. Sounds like there are plenty of opportunities for our listeners to come and explore our Ngā Pounamu Māori collection across our library network. A kaupapa of significance happening in October is Te Pūtake o Te Riri, He Rā Maumahara, Wars and Conflicts in New Zealand Commemoration Day, initiated by a petition from two Otorohanga college students who not only wanted this history taught in schools, but for all Kiwi to be aware of and know this history. In 2016, the New Zealand government formally adopted the 28th of October as the annual commemoration date. The date itself is significant, as this is also the date of the signing of Te Whakaputanga, a declaration of independence signed by Northern chiefs. Given there are over 20 wars, conflicts, and peaceful resistance that occurred between the period of 1843 to 1916, this date was chosen to commemorate all those events. This day is provided for us to remember, reflecting on our shared history and re-examine these events which continue to shape our present-day lives, identities, beliefs, and relationships. It is also an opportunity to learn more about the clashes between Pākehā and Māori, resulting in significant intergenerational socio-economic and political deprivation and suffering for Māori. Whānau, hapū and iwi witness unlawful incarcerations, forced relocations and killings of loved ones, millions of acres of ancestral lands confiscated, natural resources appropriated, thriving regional economies destroyed, and life opportunities permanently compromised. This year, as part of Te Pūtake o Te Riri, He Rā Maumahara, we invite you to explore our Ngā Pounamu Māori collection to learn more about this period in Aotearoa New Zealand's history. On that subject, we're happy to also note that Aotearoa New Zealand history has finally been added to the school curriculum this year, which has kept our Paukohi Kohinga quite busy. Thanks to the two students and one petition, our children are now able to learn how to remember to remember. Nō reire te whānau ka nui. That's all we've got time for from Māori and Multicultural Library Services this month. Kia haumaru te noho. Stay well, stay safe.